singing tonight. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Boy, I tell you, that's the greatest thing to remember. I believe even if I lose my mind and I can't remember my children, my wife, anybody else, I'll still remember getting saved. Amen. I've had too many witnesses of that. Had too many said that. Amen. The saints of God has lived for God. And boy, they down in the family. They can't remember the family. And you can say, well, do you remember Jesus? And they'll smile and raise their hand. Yes, I do. Jesus saved me. Amen. That's something you don't forget. Hey, sir, that's something you don't forget. Amen. But of him saving you. Oh, there's something great, so great happened in your life. And, amen, it's greater than anything else that could happen to you. Much has happened to me now through the years, and I've forgotten most of it. I can't hardly remember any of it. And people said to me all the time, you remember this, remember that? I said, no, I don't, but I ain't forgot Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. And sometimes somebody asks me, well, what about Vietnam? What went on there? I said, I don't forget most of it. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I went and come back home. That's all I know that. Amen. And I don't remember much about that. Tell me some war stories, they say as well. Amen. I don't care that much about them, so I just forget them. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. But I'm telling you what, I haven't forgot the Lord. My, how good He is. That's right. Amen. Well, if you ever looked a man in the face that shouldn't have got saved, you're looking at him. Amen. A man that God shouldn't have messed with, you're looking at him. I'm glad, thank God, that He did take time up to call me out. He called me out. He certainly did. Convicted my soul. Amen. More, and I'm glad that He did. All right, open your Bibles to the third Psalm. To the third Psalm tonight. Open your Bibles there. Amen. Try to bring a few thoughts from that to your heart tonight. Amen. Amen. The third Psalm. Amen. As we look at this Psalm, we talk about amen, how God delivered David from his troubles. Amen. And because of it, and he was troubled because of his sin. He had sinned, and of course, in this Psalm takes place about when his son, amen, was amen, about to overthrow the kingdom. Amen. And of course, David had to flee from that. And he saw, amen, he was overthrow the kingdom. Amen. And Absalom was his son. Absalom was the first hippie. Amen. Amen. Had long have the first hippie. Now it looks like it's coming back into our trend again. Men want to look like women. Amen. Women want to look like men. Amen. The man. Amen. He's a shame to the man race. Amen. Turning out those half long hair and all that junk. Amen. Well, it shows his heart is far from God. Amen. So it's a shame for a man to have long hair, the Bible says. It's a shame for that. Well, amen. Of course, but we're praying. We're paying in America for our sins. Amen. Brother Finn, that's the reason we're in the condition we're in America, because of our sins. Be not, amen, troubled. Amen. So Absalom, now, amen, here is, has got his daddy on the run. And so in David pins down this Psalm for us to have tonight. Amen. It's turned to do. Amen. Now, let's go to the Lord's word of prayer. Would you pray for me? God will help me tonight. Our Heavenly Father, as I come to Thee, I pray in Jesus' name, that name that's above every name. Thank You for great salvation. Thank You, Lord, for the congregation of people that we have here tonight. Thank You for the visitors in our midst. I pray, Lord, Your blessings upon them. I pray, Lord, You know what's in our heart and what they need. I don't care. I don't know. I'll just preach the Word of God as You give it to me. I pray, Lord, that You would touch them. And, Lord, You would do a work in our lives, according to our church lives, according to as You see fit in our lives. Do the work in my heart tonight that's needed by You. got to do to make me love you more and, Lord, serve you greater and deliver me. I'm going to give the fear of a sin in my life of going against the things of God. And I'll thank them. I praise you for it. Now help us in Jesus' precious name we pray and ask. Amen and amen. Psalms number 3. The Bible said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Amen. But amen. They said the wrong thing. There is help for God. Hallelujah. And I know there's help for God in a time of trial, in a time of trouble, in a time of you don't know what to do. Amen. There's help from God. Hallelujah. Amen. But thou, O Lord, art a shield to me and my glory and the lifter up of mine head. He's a shield to us that'll save by the marvelous grace. And the devil likes to fight against God's people. Amen. Let's bring great waves. Look like sometime it's like a great ocean wave. It look like, boy, it comes through and hits you and knocks you down. About time you get up good and start again, and here comes another one. It hits you and knocks you down. I'm telling you, amen, that's what the devil sends in our lives sometimes. But I'm glad through all of those troubles, the Lord is a shield unto us. He's a shield to block what Satan would try to bring on us. He's a shield to block how Satan would try to get us disheartened and discouraged in the things of God. I'm glad my God is a shield. He knows how to handle the devil. Amen. Better than anybody, anything else. And I, brother, think he can handle him. And so he said, but it's not so, Lord. He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield to me, my glory, and a lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. See, think about this. You need help. Amen. He said, I cried unto the Lord, and he delivered about me. Think about it. Hey, nobody else can deliver you. Nobody else can take you up, but God can deliver you. Amen. But if you will cry unto him, I know myself as experience. I have cried out to him many a time. And my brother Finn, he's picked me up. Amen. Thank God he's run the devil off. Hallelujah. Amen, brother Finn. The devil went out howling like a dog hit with a rock. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. When Jesus get to him, amen, get out to him, he's certain to do. He said in verse number 5, I lay me down and sleep. I awake, for the Lord sustaineth me. Boy, what a blessing. Amen. The Lord sustaineth me, he says. Amen. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon them the cheek and bone. Thou hast broken the teeth and the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. His blessings is upon thine people. Selah. Hallelujah. And that's right. His blessings. Thank God the blessings of God's upon me and upon my home tonight. But friend, because of the how God has stayed with me and been with me all the way. Thank God he's been with me all the way. I praise his holy name. Well, amen. You lost. You, baby friend, you're under the law of God. Amen. Amen. You're under it. If you're lost, you're under the law of God. Amen. But if you're saved, brother, we're in the law of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've obeyed Him. and we in His will, we in His thoughts, we in Him. His thoughts is upon us. And brother friend, in our trials and tribulations, as David was in here, amen, my brother friend, God's thoughts is upon us. David is a poor, still an example of Galatians chapter 6 and 7 and 8. Thou shalt not mock, you can't mock God by sin. Amen. Let me turn over there and get that scripture. Galatians chapter number 6, 7, and 8. Amen. Look there what the Word of God says there concerning that scripture. Amen. About sinning against God. Galatians chapter number 6 and 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to his spirit shall be of the spirit reap life everlasting." Amen. So you're going to reap, you're going to either reap from sinning or reap from righteousness. Amen. One of the two. Amen. Thank God I'm going to reap from righteousness. Amen. Righteousness of God. So David, amen, a great man of God, amen, a wonderful man of God, amen. But his sin that had caught up with him, his sin with was Bathsheba and Uriah, amen. Brother Finn, he had committed adultery with his Uriah's wife, and she had came with child, amen. And then so Uriah's out there fighting the battle, one of his great generals out there fighting the battle, amen, one of his mighty men. And so he sends word, tell him to come in, amen, and come in at night off the field and report to him. And so he came in and reported to David. And then David said, "Go down to your house and give him food and everything you need. Go down to your house and feast with your wife and spend the night with your wife." Amen. What David was trying to do was cover up his sin. He was trying to cover up. I'm going to tell you something tonight. And most people said to him, "Don't believe, but you cannot cover up your sin from God. You might cover it up from everybody else around you, but you can't cover your sin up from God." Amen. He sees it. Amen. He sees it. David was trying to cover up his sin. Amen. And so, amen, of Uriah. But Uriah had such a character about him. Man, what a man with character. What a man with him. He said, "How can I go down to be with my wife tonight?" And he said, "My Lord is out yonder in the battle." Amen. He was so, what a character in a man. I'm telling you today, God will give you character in your life. It ain't many people raised up with character, but God will give you character if you, amen, if you'll get saved and walk with God. Amen. Hey, people, amen. Ain't too many people got character, but they can get some character when they get to God. Amen. God will give them character. Hallelujah. You'll keep your word. You'll obey your word, what you say you'll obey. And you'll promise, you'll commit your promises. Amen. If you get saved and get a character. A man with character, like where it used to be back when my daddy was, amen, living. Amen. He didn't have to sign a bunch of papers down at the bank. He didn't have to sign a bunch of papers there where he done business for stuff for the farm. He just walked in and said, "Yes, sir, I'll be here to see you when I get some money." Amen. His handshake was his character. Amen. Thank God. Amen. His handshake is, "Oh, today you can sign, amen, 10 times on a piece of paper, but it ain't going to mean much." Hallelujah. That walk out and still not do anything. Amen. Say amen right there. But anyway, amen. So, under the law of God, well, troubles, amen, and sorrow, as I was saying, it seemed to come in and bunches and after multiplying quickly. One moment David was king, the next he was running from his own life, from his own son. Many take circumstances as a sign sign of a man of an unscriptural condition. The world may know a man's sins, but not the heart, even not the condition of his heart. Amen. That man will find out about it. Amen. Great trials often before glorious and grievous temptations. Yes, sir. Amen. Look what he said. Lord, how they increase that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. And brother friend, they kept on coming. The battle kept coming. And the battle kept raging against heaven. Amen, brother friend. Amen, brother friend. But God had plans for Absalom that Absalom didn't know about. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. He's running out today. He starts running from God's army. Amen. Running underneath a big oak tree. Amen. Thank God his head was caught in the fox. And he's hanging up there by that long hair. That long hair, he wished he didn't have it. Hey, he was so proud of his long. And you see them men do that. They so proud of that long hair. But God said, amen, brother friend, he wasn't proud of it. And so God hung him in that tree. So that the army of David could catch up with him. And they shot him through with dots. Amen. Why, he hung up in the tree by the thing he was so proud of. Amen. He cut his hair once a year. And he weighed it out. See how much it weighed. He liked it so much. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Well, the first hippie, and they've been has hanging themselves, committing suicide. Amen, brother friend. And brother friend, and all kinds of things. And brother friend killing themselves. It was just they start pulling out the hair, let it grow out because of shame against God. Amen. God hates it. Amen. 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 Get saved to have it cut off. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. I like it then when I went in service because I always had short hair. Amen. But I like them old long hairs coming down and they get up in the barber's chair and the barber said, well, since that nice little hair to hair you got there, said, how would you like me to cut it? Oh, they said, just clip it a little bit back. It'll be all right. And that barber take and the razor says, zoom. Amen. It was all over with then. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I kind of laughed at him and liked it myself. Amen. I see him do that. That's right. Well, Lord said, he said, Lord, help. Increase that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Verse 2, many are they that which said my soul, there is no help for him in God. They said, there ain't no help from him. But my brother friend, we find a trial where the enemy said, he can't get no help. Ain't no help for him. Amen. We overcome him. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter number 17, you can read about it. Amen. Brother friend, ain't no help. We'll get him. We'll overrun him. He took the counsel of Ahithophel. Amen, brother friend. And went with Ahithophel. The counsel said, we can overrun him. And David cries, oh, it's many against me. It's many against me. Yes, sir. Amen. But thank God, amen. He had a God. He had a God that would look out for him. He had a God was interested in him. But thou, verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield unto for me, and my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Amen. Amen. Every preacher has been worthwhile. There's always been a group somewhere trying to destroy that preacher. Amen. And amen. Get rid of him. But God, he's a shield. Hallelujah. Amen. They'll not destroy him. I had several men. One of them, he said, the last thing I'll do is destroy that Herbert Williams. He won't be able to preach nowhere. Well, I'm preaching tonight and he can't stop me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. I still preach all over the country. Amen. Go different places. I praise God's holy name. He's a shield unto me. Amen. Amen. But he didn't like it because I didn't like his beard. Amen. I didn't say nothing about his beard. But he had one. He thought for sure that he convinced me to grow one. God didn't tell me to grow one. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I didn't grow one. Amen. Amen. In your life. I mean, that's how you felt all about. Amen. But anyway, I don't want to get into all of that. Amen. But anyway, amen. If you got a beard, hallelujah. God told you to get one. Amen. Take care of it. Make it look decent. Hallelujah. If you got it. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. So, David, amen. I said, amen. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy. He cried upon him. He asked God, amen, to help him. Amen. Thank God he found a place to trust. He found a place to cry unto, amen, crying unto the Lord. Amen. So we see the protection. We see the protection. I talked about it this morning a little bit. Amen. We see the protection that God had around David. Oh, yes, he failed God, but I failed God, and you have failed God. Amen. Thank God, and I fell on my face after I failed God. Amen. But then asked him to forgive me, and he forgave me. Hallelujah. I praise his holy name for that. And you fell on your face when you have failed God, and asked God to forgive you, and he'll forgive you. His mercy, His grace is there. Thank God that's protection. But we that are saved by God's grace, now we don't continue on in those sins. When we come and pray and ask God to forgive us, we don't get up and go back to those sins. Amen. But if then we depart from them and leave them back and go on and live for God. Amen. Live a life for God. Amen. That's what David did. Amen. He asked God to forgive him. Psalms 51. Amen. It's where David's cry of repentance is unto the Lord for his iniquity. And he was one of the greatest kings that ever lived. Hallelujah. He certainly was. And his protection is the shield that he has for us. Amen. I would see that. And God is his glory, he said. Amen. God is his glory. Oh, thank God for that. Look at verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me and thy my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Amen. He gives God the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. Amen. Yeah, his foes, I wanted his crown. They wanted his crown. They wanted what it said in his place as king. They did not. I want to submit to his authority. That's the whole problem with mankind anyway. They do not want to submit to the authority of God, what God says. They don't want them go on in their own self. I'm thinking, amen, they're greater than God. Amen, I can do what I want to do. You may do it, but you ain't going to get by with it. Amen. Yes, sir, but David was a man that submitted unto the Lord's authority. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Take what the religious people are doing. Amen. But my friend, brother, and then serving for God. And building their own religion, building their own gospel, not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. They certainly are. Amen. Yeah, there can be only one God in any life. There can be only one God in this life. Many pack those stadiums today. Amen. But if it's what I call football is their God. They'll forsake God and everything, and football is their God. But their God can't save them. Amen. Their God can't bless them. Amen. They may holler and scream because their team won, but it ain't going to last but for a few minutes. Amen. And it's over with. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm telling you. Yes, sir. Look in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6 and verses number 24. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6 and verse number 24. See what the Lord says about having one God. Amen. Amen. One God. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve this world and serve God. No, sir. Amen. You can't do that. Amen. It's only God, the only one. want. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24, the Bible said, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment, of the judgment. And whosoever said to his brother, Rakah, shall be in danger, and this counsel, whosoever shall say that fool shall be in danger of hell fire." I'm in the wrong place. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to one more chapter. Amen. I'm reading the wrong place. That's chapter number 6 and verse number 24. All right. Here's what I'm looking for. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, and will be hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot do it. Amen. And so God says, amen, you can't have two gods. You can have only one. And amen, it came in David's case when he had failed the Lord. He remembered his God. Amen. He had one God that he loved. David, the Bible speaks of David as a man that sought after God's own heart. Amen. And the Lord said that about him. Amen. And my beloved friend, and so here's David when he has failed. He wept so bitter and over and everything, and it fell before God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the evidence of a saved man. That's the evidence of a saved woman. That's the evidence of a saved child. When they but then fail God and do wrong, they'll fall and repent and say, "I'm sorry for what I've done." Yes, sir. "I'm sorry for what I have done." That's right. He certainly is. Well, amen. He's a shield. He's a glory thing. Amen. Look in Ephesians in chapter 3. Ephesians in chapter 3, verse 21. Look in Ephesians in chapter number 3 and verses number 21. Amen. Ephesians 3:21. Amen. Amen. The Word of God tells us something there concerning this thought. Amen. Ephesians 3:21. "But unto Him be glory and the church of Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end." Talking about Jesus. He's to get the glory. Amen. He's to be the one that we serve and worship. Amen. Turn back to Galatians in chapter number 6 and verses number 14. Turn back to Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 14. "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, or uncircumcision, but a new creature." Hey, did you get that? "But a new creature." Thank God. Jesus has been born again. Amen, brother friend. We are, amen. We are new creatures, and we become, all things become new when we get saved. Thank God. When we are born again, we become new creatures. Amen. New creatures. Yes, sir. Amen. God is was David's lifter upper. In verses number, amen. Look in verses number 4. Back in my text of scripture. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Back there. Amen. Look in verses number 4, chapter 3, and verses number 4. "I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me out of his holy hill." See, Lord, think about it. I cried unto the Lord. Amen. Reason a lot of people, they just go through a prayer with no feelings in it. Amen. No prayer, weeping in it. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. David says, amen. "I cried unto him. He lifted me up." Amen. I praise him. Amen for doing so. Look at verse number 5. I lay me down in sleep. Awake, and the Lord sustains me. Amen. I will not be afraid with 10,000 people that have set themselves against me round about. He said, I'm not afraid now. You know, God gives you boldness. God, when you got boldness, when God gets up to you. Amen, brother friend. Yes, sir. And brother friend, God will give you boldness when He lifts you up, when He sustains you. Amen, amen. He is. He'll do so. Yes, sir. He'll give you, fill you with, boy, I'm talking to you. I don't have much to say, but I get in this pulpit. I know I got God up here with me. I'm as bold as I can be. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Make no difference with me. Who like it? If they don't like it, fine with me. If they do like it, fine with me. It don't make no difference. I got God up here and He's on me, and I get bold about what I have to say. Yes, sir. Get bold about it. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, David, amen. Like Peter, David also, Peter, he was forgiven after his fall. Peter got, amen, God had to deal with him a little bit. Amen. Told him the devil had desired to shift him. And Peter said, well, it's all right. I'll die with you. I'll not run officially. And got to bragging about what he was. And God showed him what he was. Amen. Amen. He got to wind around that campfire. Amen. Around that bunch of heathens. And those bunch of heathens are taking his Savior and his Lord. And they're taking him out to crucify him. Oh, Peter thought for a few minutes and looked around. He said, man, I don't want to get down that way. I didn't really mean it. I don't want to die. Amen. So he denied him. Somebody said, you're one of his disciples. He said, oh, no, not me. I'm not one of them. No, you don't know what you're talking about. Another one said, amen, your speech betrayeth thee. And then so that man, he's cursed a little bit and said, I'm not one of them. Amen. But when Jesus turned, oh, look, his repentance. When Jesus turned and looked upon him. Oh, Peter was smote in his heart. Hallelujah. Amen. But then he smote and he went out and wept bitterly. Went out and wept bitterly. Oh, how he denied his Lord. Amen. But God knew that Peter could be used of him. And God says, well, after he resurrected, He said, y'all come over to Jerusalem and tarry there. Amen. And I tell you, he didn't do it with power. And he said, bring Peter with you. Yep. Woo, thank God. You know what? You're cold and indifferent on God. And the glory of God don't flow through your heart and soul. All you have to do is get in and repent. Ask God to forgive you. Praise God. And He'll fill you with glory. He'll fill you, amen, with glory in your soul. Hallelujah. Thank God. And you get real close to God. He'll cause you to shout, raise your hands and praise Him for His goodness in your life and heart. Amen. You're getting close to God. Getting close to God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Peter. Yes, sir. Oh, Peter, David. Amen. In victory after his temptation. 2 Samuel chapter 22. David is in victory after his failure of falling from God. Amen. After his failure that he's done. I don't know. In my mind, or humanly speaking, I don't know of a worse sin that a man could commit than David committed. Got his another man's wife, expecting with child, called in off the, and he's up yonder fighting for David, protecting David. I'm telling you. I'm talking about it, but he didn't come in, and then David gave him a letter back to the general line. He even gave him a letter and said, put him in the hottest battle. Put him in the hottest battle. And then he'd go back and, amen, amen. And he put him, so he's guilty of murder. That's what he's guilty of. Amen. He's guilty for the murder. Amen. He put him in Uriah in the hottest valley. And then he said, withdraw from him. Withdraw from him. You talking about him. Man. And so that's what happened. And amen, whatever time, right? And amen, get to the hottest battle, and they put him in the hottest battle, then they withdraw so they could kill Uriah. killed his Uriah. Oh, I'm telling you, what an awful thing. What an awful thing. To me, that is the worst battle, worst sin I think a man could commit toward God. Amen. That's what I think. Yes, sir. But then God, David found the place of repentance.
Amen.
Amen. He found the place where his Lord. Amen. Because God's real in his soul. God's real in his heart. He come back humbly before God and repenting in Psalms 51. Amen. Fell before he said, I have sinned, Lord. It's me I've sinned. And amen. Fell. And he said, create a joy in my heart again. Give me a creative new heart in me. A good heart in me, a faithful heart in me, oh God. And he cried unto God to forgiveness of his sin. Amen. God forgave him and used him another many years. Amen. As king of Israel. And then gave him the greatest king, made him the greatest king of the whole nation of Israel. There's not been another king in Israel come to the recognition with God and with the people like David. Solomon came on his way and God gave him great riches. But he wouldn't like David. Amen. He wasn't like David. No, sir. David is the one got everything for him and put it in his laps. Hallelujah. Then he prayed and asked God to give him wisdom and understanding. Well, look at it back in our text of Scripture. Verse number 7 and verse number 8. We see, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Amen. That's what happened. Amen. 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 First hippie hung in the tree and God got killed. And thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Amen. All of those that went against David. Amen. They was broken. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people. Selah. Amen. You want to be blessed? Get with God's people. Tell you that crowd out yonder, dope taking, liquor drinking, whore monging, amen, cheating and lying, amen, robbing and stealing. Hey, you ain't going to get blessed running with that crowd. Amen. Amen. No, sir. But you'll get blessed being with God's people. God will bless you. You're in the house of God tonight with God's people that's been faithful. And you want God to bless you? Get in here with God's people. Amen. He'll bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, He will. Amen. He'll bless you and be with you, certainly so. So God is his salvation. David found God all sufficient. His troubles had been always brought him to his own knees. It brought him to his own knees. Amen. He had always been found God ready to answer his prayer. But God, amen, stopped answering his prayer until he repented of what he had done. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had always been safe and easy with his God. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, always be safe with your God. Yes, sir. Amen. Be safe with God's people, living with God's people, walking with God's people, supporting the things of God. The church is of God. This is God's church, and He's of God. Amen. You be good to God's church, and God will be good to you. Amen. You be good to God's people, God's people will be good to you. That's right. Hallelujah. You'll not find anybody out there in that world will be more good to you than God's people will be good to you. They'll sacrifice everything they have to try to be a blessing to you. Yes, sir. Try to be a blessing. Some rejoice in it, and some appreciate it, and some don't. Amen. I borrowed money and give it away to people that had needs. I borrowed it and give it to them. Amen. But I still ain't never been hungry, and I still never been able to pay my bills. Amen. My wife still, amen. She's eating good. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm eating good, and thank God I got no problem. Hey, I hadn't suffered one thing by anything I've done for God. Amen. Brother, that I've not suffered one thing. Amen. I suffered one thing. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. We have, he is real. David found God all sufficient. I find God all sufficient tonight. I find God all sufficient tonight. That dope crowd you run with don't find it. You ain't gonna find them all sufficient. That liquor crowd you run with, amen, ain't gonna find. They like my liquor and they like my money when I was lost. Amen. They like what I could do for them. And once I got stopped, I stopped. Amen. They stopped. Amen. Yes, sir. I had no more friends after I got saved up down the world. Thank God I picked up a new bunch of friends down at the house of God. Have about it, Brother Chris. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Picked up some new bunch of friends. I've been in here over here now a year, and even I picked up some friends for some hard-headed Oklahomans. Amen. 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 And they stay close. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. His blessing is upon thy people. Think about it. Sylvia, think about it. Think about it. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. So David, in this psalm, writes about how God, amen, had to deal with him because of his unfaithfulness to the Lord. Amen. In this psalm, he writes about that. And see, David, you'll not read another book in the Bible that'll tell you much about the failures, shortcomings, and the blessings of God's people. Amen. Like the book of David, the Psalms. The Psalms will do that. Because here's a man that experienced it. He experienced it, great defeat, really. He experienced it. David didn't think he would ever do such a thing as he did. Here's what's the problem with it. Here's another thing about it. Blows my mind. David had the choice of picking out any woman anywhere else he wanted. Amen. Unmarried woman. Yeah. He could have done that. He could have picked up three or four if he wanted to. But the devil got so on him, he started looking at this one.
Yeah.
Amen. He started looking at this one. Amen, my friend. And amen. Amen. That's the thing. Amen. There's hundreds. Amen. Like Solomon, he could have amen, young ladies he could have had. But he got the lusting after this one. He got the lusting after this one. It ain't a sin to have temptation, but it's a sin when you start yielding to it. And you have a temptation to come in your life. You listen to me now. I'm not a great wise man, but you listen to me. You listen to me. Hey, if you have a temptation to come in your life and you keep following that temptation, sooner or later you'll fall to it. You'll fall to it. If you have a temptation, the devil can get in and get you tempted and get you tempted toward that temptation. You can fall to it. Your lust will overtake your mind to know to what do right. Amen. Your lust will overtake your mind. Amen. Brother Finn, yield to that temptation, your lust will overtake your mind. You can go so far, and there's no place of return. That's what happened to David up on that roof. Got to lusting and looking and got to lusting. There's a place of no return for him. Said, go get her. Sent down and got her. Brought her to his bedroom. I'm telling you, amen, brother friend. He's a great man, a great king. God used him after his great fall. And he'll got to use you tonight. You might have failed. You might have failed God. You might have failed the things of God. But here's a place right here around this altar. If you'll kneel before God in sincerity and lift your heart up to God in repentance, you can, amen, God will take you back and God will use you for His glory if you just yield to Him. He certainly will. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's a God of forgiveness. Amen. I'm glad I wouldn't be here tonight if He wasn't, that's for sure. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Get an invitation, Brother Tim. You're here tonight and you're going to sing. I have an invitation number. Why don't you obey the Lord? You need to get close to God. You need to be used to the hands of God. It ain't going to hurt you to come to Him and pray. At least you can do that. It won't hurt you now a bit. Amen. Well, I don't know if I mean business or not. Well, get to Him, ask God if you mean business.